ॐ श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। So we were looking at verse number 15. Panchajanyam Hrishikeshaha Devadattam Dhananjayaha Pondran Dadmau Mahashankham Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. So the conscience of all these warriors are being mentioned here. So Panchajanyam was the name of the conch of Lord Krishna. And Devadatta. Devadatta was the name of the conch of Dhananjaya. Of Arjuna. Poundram Dadmau Mahashankham Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. So Poundra was the name of the conch of Bhima. Bhima Karma. His name was Bhima because he was a man of unbelievable action, of doing unbelievable things. Bhima Karma, terrible. Actually, Bhima means terrible. So naturally, this would not have been the name given by his mother. So it was a name that Bhima got because of what he did. So verse number 16. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha Nakulasaha Devascha Sughoshamani Pushpakau. So the names of the conches of Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadeva. So they are mentioned here. Ananta Vijayam. So that means one whose victories are endless. In fact, that's not completely true. Maybe in battle, so they have won all their battles, but not always victorious. So Yudhishthira was called, Yudhishthira's conch was called Ananta Vijaya. Supposedly, when you blow that conch, so then victory is assured. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putraha, the son of Kunti. Kunti Putraha Yudhishthiraha. In fact, the name Yudhishthira, also the description is Yudhisthiraha, is Yudhishthiraha. Yudhi is in battle. So one who is unshaken in battle. So one who is unshaken while he is fighting a battle. So that was Yudhishthira. So like that's what I was mentioning earlier also. When you look at the meaning of these names, so then they reveal much more about the character and the qualities of the person. So Yudhisthiraha, Yudhishthiraha, Kunti Putraha. Again, it could mean any of the Pandavas, but here specifically it means Yudhishthira. It's an adjective to Yudhishthira. Ananta Vijayam. So that is the name of the conch. Raja Kunti Putraha Yudhishthiraha. Nakulaha Sahadevascha. Sughosha Mani Pushpakau. So Nakula and Sahadeva. So the names of their conches was Sughosha and Manipushpaka. Sughosha means one which had a nice sound. Ghosha is sound. So one which was nice to hear apparently. So all these conches at the same time, when you blow it, so then it must have been a huge cacophony. But Sughosha, so that has a unique, nice, sound to it. Probably these conches were like some tunes, some jingles. So you blow them and then, so they produce some music for about 3-4 seconds. So Sughosha and Manipushpaka. Sughosha was the conch of Nakula. And Manipushpaka was the name of the conch of Sahadeva. So Nakula, the meaning of the word. So Nakulam Vidyate Yasya. So one who is not attached to any family, any specific family. Probably he was a very detached person. So that's why he was called Nakula. In fact, there is not too much mention about Nakula and Sahadeva, the whole of the Mahabharata. Even though they were there, they were characters who were just present there. So there is not too much written about them. So once in a while, yes, but not too much. So, and Sahadeva. Sahadeva means one who had a lot of tolerance, a lot of endurance. So that is the meaning of the word Sahadeva. Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sughosha Mani Pushpakau. So Sughosha and Mani Pushpaka were the names of the conches of Nakula and Sahadeva. Then verse number 17. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikhandicha Maharathaha Dhrishtadyumno Virataśca Satyakescha Parajitaha. Kashya. So one was the king of Kashi. Kashyam Bhavaha is Kashya. So one who is the king of Kashi. Parameshvasaha. Great bowman. So he was a great bowman. A great archer. So Ishu is arrow. And Ishu Asaha means where the arrow is placed, which means a bow. So that is the meaning of the word Ishu Asaha, Ishvasaha. So Parama Ishvasaha means one who was a great bowman. So Kashi Raja was a very reputed archer. Shikhandicha Maharathaha. So another important character in the Mahabharata, Shikhandi. A very interesting story behind Shikhandi also. So there were these three girls, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. So two of them got married to two kings, Vichitravirya and Chitrangada. In fact, Bhishma went and then he kidnapped these three people. So from that kingdom. So in those days it was allowed. So you could go and then you could defeat a king and then you could bring the ladies from there. Don't ask me the justification for that. So apparently it was not a nice thing to do and that was why Bhishma suffered also. So because he did that, the Mahabharata also. So the whole story is built around dharma. So because Bhishma did something that was it was not desirable, so he had to suffer for that with his own life. So he brought those three girls, but respectably, honorably. Because he wanted them to get married to these two boys, Vichitravirya and Chitrangada. But the problem was, he did not ask their permission. So he did not ask them whether they were willing to get married to Vichitravirya and Chitrangada. So in the ancient Hindu system of marriage, so there were eight kinds of marriage. So Brahmo Vaishyas Tatharshaha, Prajapatyas Tathasuraha, Gandharvo Rakshasas Chaiva, Vaishachascha Ashtamo Dhamaha. So the best among marriages was Brahmana marriage, where it was a marriage among equals. And then Vaishya, Brahmo, Vaishyas, Tatha, Arshaha. And then one of the marriages was also this taking away of these girls from one kingdom. So that kind of marriage, even though it was not preferred, even though it was not encouraged, but still that was also an accepted form of marriage. So, but here Bhishma, he was an honorable man. So he brought those girls honorably and two of them willingly got married to Vichitravirya and Chitrangada. But the third one, she said, I am already in love with someone else. So I'm not willing to get married to this person. So then what Bhishma said was, why didn't you tell me this earlier? So you could have told me earlier, so then I would have left you behind. So that was the right thing to do also. So okay, so it's okay, you have told me now, so I won't force you to get married. So I will take you back and then I will unite you with the person you want to get married. So he went and then he tried to unite her. So with the person she loved. But then that person said, I cannot marry her now. Because I cannot marry a person who has been rejected by someone else. So earlier, yes. So we did love each other. But I cannot marry someone who is a reject. So then this girl, so she was left nowhere. So then she did not want to get married to Vichitravirya and Chitrangada also, or Chitrangada. So then she felt her life was ruined. So she could neither marry the person she wanted to. And she was, this was completely brought about by Bhishma. So then she went into the forest and then so she also made Parashurama fight a war with Bhishma. So even Parashurama, Bhishma defeated Parashurama. So she wanted to take revenge on Bhishma. So she wanted Parashurama to kill Bhishma. But even Parashurama could not. His own disciple he could not defeat. So then she committed suicide with the intention of being born again only to kill Bhishma. So the next birth, she was born as a female. So she was born as a girl to Drupada. But her karma was, her primary intention of taking birth in this lifetime, in that lifetime, was to kill Bhishma. So as Bhishma was such a great warrior, so as a woman, how would she be able to kill Bhishma? But karma works in strange ways. So what we understand from this is that all these people who were present in the Kurukshetra, so they were all connected by a very, very intricate web of karma. Each one had their own axe to grind. They were not primarily fighting for the Pandavas or the Kauravas. So they were fighting for to settle some personal scores. So fighting to settle some personal grudges. So some wrong committed to them at an earlier point, not only in this lifetime, in the earlier lifetime. So what is pointed out is that generally a human being's life is like that. So even the people that we are supposedly connected to. So it is all an intricate web of karma. We don't know why we are connected to them. So even mother, father. So why we are connected? Sometimes people have big personal grudges or big complaints against their own parents. So because they are connected by karma, so connected because of their karma, which we do not know why also. So primarily whole life is spent on settling accounts. So with people we are connected with. So however close that person is. So sometimes you are connected with that person. You like that person, but still you like a lot of things you dislike about that person also. But you cannot do anything about it. You have to just live with it. So here also in the Mahabharata, all these people, they were all connected by a very, very complex, immensely complex web of karma. So this Shikhandi, so he was born as a girl. In fact, the original name of Shikhandi in that Janma was Shikhandini. So born as a girl. And again he was born to Drupada. Drupada had a personal score to settle with Drona. See, just see how intricately this is all connected. And Shikhandini was born to Drupada. And Drupada wanted a son to kill Drona. But the first child that was born to him was a girl. So this was much before Drishtadyumna and Draupadi were born. So Shikhandi was much elder to Drishtadyumna and Draupadi. So what Drupada did, it was a silly thing to do actually. Because he wanted his own child to be the one who would kill Drona. He raised this girl as a boy. So whole childhood, it was a very stupid thing to do. So again, it's karma. So he raised this girl as a boy. And then the girl also started believing she was a boy. But naturally, at the appropriate age, so 12 or so, so then the biological changes, physiological changes started happening. And then this girl also started becoming a woman. But then she was always raised as a boy. So she did not want to be a girl. And in fact, Drupada did not want her to be a girl. And then what Drupada did, again another stupid thing. What Drupada did, all this story is there in the Mahabharata. What Drupada did was that was get her married to another girl. Some kind of LGBT community. So this is a girl. So he got married this girl to another girl. Obviously, when the marriage is going to be consummated. So she is going to be found out. So what this girl did was, when the other party was coming, so bridegroom's party, supposedly, bride's party. So she was supposed to be a bridegroom. And it was all big confusion. So this girl just ran away into the forest to escape this humiliation. So in the forest, she met an Eksha. Eksha were a particular category of beings, not human beings. So a different category of beings. There were different categories of beings. They were not animals, but they were evolved, more evolved beings. So Eksha, Gandharva, Kinnara. So Eksha was a particular category of beings to which Lord Kubera also belonged. So the Lord of Wealth. And they were supposed to have been living on the banks of the river Narmada. So that was their place of residence. And they had some special powers. So this girl, so Shikhandini met that Yaksha, and then she described her predicament. So then Yaksha felt sorry for her. So what is Yaksha did was, okay, so to escape, to help you escape from humiliation, so I will temporarily give my gender to you. The first documented evidence of gender change. So in our own itihasa. In fact, the possibility was there. Otherwise, this story would not have been there. So changing from one gender to another. So naturally, it was not something that was done, that is done only in recent times. So Ayurveda probably had a technique to change the person's gender. So what this Yaksha did was ask this girl to undergo a lot of fasting, prepare herself for the gender change. So she had to undergo a lot of a very difficult process. And then he managed to change her gender, but with the agreement that after she goes back and then proves herself to be a man, so she will come back and give back his gender to her, to him. So this him, her, so his and all that, it's all confusion here. So who was he, who was she, who which he became a she and which she became a he. So it was all one big mass of confusion. So that Yaksha Sthuna, he was a male, but he became a female now. And this Shikhandini became Shikhandi. So then she went back and then he went back. So Shikhandi went back and then proved himself to be a male. And in the meantime, what happened? The king of the Yakshas, Kubera, he happened to visit that place. When the king comes, naturally, all the yakshas were supposed to go and meet the king. So this yaksha was very ashamed of presenting himself before Kubera, because he's not a man now. So he's a lady. So he was ashamed of presenting himself, so he didn't go. So Kubera specifically asked, where is this fellow? So usually he comes and meets me, so I want to see him. So then unavoidably he had to go and meet this Kubera. And he saw that and he really scolded him for what he had done. So then he said, you should not have done this. So all this is not right. So I'm going to curse you. So till that Shikhandi is alive, you will not get back your masculinity. So let the masculinity remain with Shikhandi. And you will get back your masculinity only after that Shikhandi dies. So these yakshas had a much longer lifetime, naturally, because they were different class of beings. So you are stuck for whatever you have done. So you have to pay for it. So you are stuck with this sex change, with this gender change. So that is how Shikhandi remained as a man. So, and he was able to fight the war. In fact, women were not allowed to fight the war. So if he had remained as a girl, he would have never been able to go to the battlefield. But because he managed to change himself into a man, she managed to change herself into a man. So then he was able to fight the war. But still, because he was originally a girl, Bhishma refused to fight. So Arjuna used him like his armor. So this Shikhandi is standing there on the other side of the battlefield. So just for the sake of taking revenge on Bhishma. That was primarily his intention for fighting with the Pandavas. In fact, Dharma and all that was secondary for Shikhandi, for all of them. So they had their own versions of Dharma. So their own axe to grind. Like each of us in our own life. So we think this is what is right. So, but when we inquire into it, so we find that each of us has our own axe to grind. So we do things because of what, what is our what is our priority? So, and we justify it by saying that this is my dharma. So it is all born out of one's own desire. So, the whole of Bhagavad Gita is one of managing desires. So, managing likes and dislikes. So, Raga Dvesha is the theme of the Bhagavad Gita. That is why this context is presented. So here, Sanjaya says, Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikhandi cha Maharathaha. And Shikhandi was a great warrior also. So he was a Maharathi. Dhrishtadyumna, the brother of Shikhandi, who was specifically born out of a ritual. So a ritual that Drupada performed, because the first child was a girl, so he knew, he needed another child. So he did a specific ritual, out of which Draupadi and Dhrishtadyumna were born. So again see how the complex network of karma is connected. Draupadi got married. So she was created out of that ritual. And then she got married to the Pandavas. And the Pandavas And Drupada was able to fight with the Pandavas. The Pandavas had to fight with the Kauravas. And finally, he could take his revenge on Drona. So sometimes, this network of karma is just amazing. It was not just one thing we should be very clear about is, this network of karma is not unique to Kurukshetra. So each one of us has to find the reason for our own pressures. So the reason for our own desires. So do some soul searching. So into why we want to do the things we are doing. What is it that is pushing us? So is it really some kind of, a larger good? Or is it primarily for personal gain am I doing whatever I'm doing? So this is what soul searching is all about. So here, Drishtadyumna and Virata. Again, this king got somehow connected to the Pandavas because they spent their 1 year in exile in the Virata kingdom. So, and he was also grateful to the Pandavas because they protected at the end of the 1 year exile. So they protected his kingdom from Duryodhana. And again, because they had they were very close during that 1 year, he decided to fight for the Pandavas. Drishtadyumna Viratascha Satyakascha Aparajitaha. Again, Satyaki's name is mentioned twice because he was one of the main warriors in the Kurukshetra. Earlier, he was called Yuyudhana, one who is always desirous of war. And now he is called Satyaki, the son of Satyaka. His father's name was Satyaka. And so he is called Satyaki. He was also a disciple of Arjuna. He learnt from Arjuna. So Satyakischa Aparajitaha, one who is undefeated. One who has never been defeated, who had never been defeated. And then, verse number 18. Drupado Draupade Yascha Sarvashav Prithvipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankhandatmuf Prithak Prithaka. So Drupada. So the father of Drishtadyumna Shikhandi and Draupadi, Drupadaha and Draupadeyaha, the sons of Draupadi. So Drupada again means one who has an emblem of a tree on his chariot. So that is the meaning of the word Drupada. So Drupada Draupadeyaha, the sons of Draupadi, there were five. Draupadi had a son from each of the Pandavas. All of them were great archers. In fact, they all grew up in Dwaraka. Because these people went into the forest. They were sent to the forest. So Draupadeyas and Abhimanyu, they all grew together. So Drupadaha, Draupadeyaha. No, actually I'm not very sure where they grew up. But still they are the sons of Draupadi. So Draupadeyaha Sarvashav Prithivipate. So they are all great warriors. Saubhadrashta Mahabahu, Subhadrasan, Abhimanyu. Again, so Abhimanyu's story is very interesting. So again, the intricate network web of karma was operating there. So he fought the war, and then so he was because of some other reason, he was born as a human being. And then some curse actually. So then so he fought the war, and then he was supposed to live only for a very short duration. And while he was alive, so he was supposed to be, his karma was to be a great warrior. So Saubhadra, the son of Arjuna and Subhadra, Abhimanyu, Saubhadrascha Mahabahu, Shankhan Dadmuhu, Prithak Prithakar. So all of them blew their respective conches. Then Saghoshodharta Rashtranam Hridayani Vyadarayat Nabhascha Prithivin Chaiva Tumulo Vyanu Nadayan Saha Ghoshaha. So that sound. Dhartarashtranam, of the sons of Dhritarashtra. Dhartarashtra means the sons of Dhritarashtra. So Dhartarashtranam, Hridayani Vyadarayat. So it just as though exploded. So seemed to make the hearts explode. So much sound, all of them. Not one or two, hundred of them. And all of them blew their conches at the same time. So just to create the fear in the enemy. Hridayani Vyadharayate. It just seemed to make the hearts explode. Just imagine the situation, the context there. So it was a terrifying atmosphere. And the Bhagavad Gita was given in that kind of atmosphere. So if you say just it was in the middle of a battlefield, so then we would not understand the implication of saying in the middle of the battlefield. So only if you know what really happened in a battlefield, because none of us have been in a battlefield. And even if you have been in the army, but still the way wars are fought now is very different from the way wars were fought earlier. So now wars are fought differently. But those days you had to stand in the middle of the battlefield, and then you have all this experience. So just earth shattering sound. So Hridayani Vyadarayata Nabhascha Prithivim Chaiva. So it just reverberated on the sky and earth. So throughout the atmosphere, even the earth seemed to shake. So earth, like an earthquake. So as much sound as you would have when there is an earthquake. So much sound was there. So Nabhascha Prithivim Chaiva Tumulaha Vyanu Nadayan. So they were just, blowing away to glory. So tremendous sound. Then continuing. So Vyadarayata means pierced the hearts, exploded, made the hearts explode, whatever you want to say. Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidvajaha pravritte shastra sampate dhanurudyamya pandavaha. So kapidvajaha means one who has a monkey on his flag, Arjuna. So why did he have a monkey on his flag? Because the story is that Hanuman was sitting on his flag, on his chariot. How? So you can ask the question. Hanuman belonged to a different era. In fact, a different yuga. So, Krita Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara and Kali. Hanuman belonged to Treta Yuga. And he was sitting on Arjuna's chariot. How? Because Hanuman was supposed to be one of the seven Chiranjeevis. There were supposed to be seven Chiranjeevis. And Hanuman, he is one of them. So he was alive even at the time of the Pandavas. So how did the Pandavas meet Hanuman? And why did he agree to come and sit on the flag of the Pandavas? Of Arjuna. So when the Pandavas were in the forest, so once Draupadi happened to lay her hands on a very fragrant flower. So the name of the flower was Saugandhika. In fact, that is the meaning of the word. So Sugandha means fragrance. Saugandhika is a flower that is very fragrant. It was actually a lotus, a very fragrant lotus. So she happened to get one and she wanted more. So she told Bhima, please get me more. In fact, the whole of the 12, 13 years. So that's that these people were in the forest. So were in exile. Draupadi was always taunting the Pandavas. If you read the Mahabharata, the way she was taunting Yudhishthira especially, no ordinary human being would have been able to endure that. So every opportunity, she would just tell him, so you are an incapable person. So how do you still manage to retain your honor? So you are chicken head. So whatever you want to call it. So this fellow was dragging me and dishonoring me on the in the palace. And you were sitting there doing nothing. And after that also, without really going and taking revenge or protecting my honor. So you are sitting here talking about dharma and all nonsense. So how do you even retain your self-respect, dignity? So like that, she was taunting him every day. So day in and day out. So once, then she was also pitying herself, self-pity, lot of self-pity. So she said, how did I get married to you people? So you people who don't even have any. And she was taunting all of them also, not just Yudhishthira. So she was telling these people, you're supposed to be, you're reputed as such great warriors. But there you are sitting like, incapable fellows. So like women you are sitting. So why don't you wear a sari? So she was even saying that. So you, all of you should not be men at all. So you should wear saris. So and you should not call yourself as a man. So, but, and once she was self-pitying herself and said, I want more of this flower. So, and, so I can't even say I'm supposed to be a queen. So, and who's married to all these great warriors. But still I cannot even get a flower. So then Bhima decided, okay, I will get this flower for you. So then he went into the forest looking for this Saugandhika. It was somewhere deep inside the Himalayas. And on the way, wherever Bhima went, he always left a trail of destruction. So he used to just uproot trees and then he used to just massacre all the animals he found on the way, because he was such a strong character. So lion, tiger, so none of it could survive in front of him. And all his anger he was showing on the forest, instead of showing it, because he could not show it on Duryodhana and the Dhartarashtras. So he was showing it on whatever was in his eyesight. So he left a trail of destruction. And then on the way, so it also happened to be the residence of Hanuman. So Hanuman was there and he came to know that this Bhima was coming. And then he wanted to meet him. Both of them were supposed to be siblings. So they were both sons of Vayu. Bhima was also a Vayuputra and Hanuman was also a Vayuputra. That's why they were so strong. So Hanuman wanted to see his brother. So he disguised himself as, naturally he was very old. Then he disguised himself as someone who was very, very weak and fragile. And then he was just went and lay down on the path of Bhima. So then Bhima, when he was walking, so he saw this old monkey, weak monkey. And then he wanted to go. So in the Indian culture, you're not supposed to cross a human being or animal. So you're supposed to go around. So that is why even legs, hands, we don't cross. So we're supposed to go around. So Bhima told Hanuman, so you please move away. So Hanuman said, I'm too weak. So I cannot even move my hands or legs. So you please move me. And then you go. Because he was in disguise, he was such a strong person anyway. So his tail was on the path. So Hanuman said, you move my tail. So Bhima, so he said, so you are really insulting me. I cannot move a monkey's tail. So who do you think I am? I'm Bhima, one of the strongest people on the planet. And you want me to move a monkey's tail? So let me show you who I am. So Hanuman wanted to test that also. And he wanted to humble him, reduce his pride and his anger. He said, okay, move my tail. So then Bhima tried to move Hanuman's tail and he was not able to. So he couldn't even move it a millimeter. So then he realized this is not an ordinary monkey. So he tried with all his strength, but nothing happened. So then he went and paid his respects to that monkey. So then asked him, please reveal yourself to me. So then Hanuman revealed himself. He said, I just wanted to meet you. So because you also happened to be my own brother. So I wanted to meet you and so that's why I came in this form. So then Bhima told him, see, we are going to have a war with the Kauravas. It is inevitable. And it is going to be a once in a yuga war. So not even once in a generation, once in a yuga war. It's not going to be an ordinary war. So will you please fight on our behalf, fight on our side? So Hanuman said, no, see, I belong to a different yuga, so I cannot fight your war. But what I will do is, I will come and sit on Arjuna's flag. And then I will also witness the war. But now and then, what I will do is, I will make tremendous sound. I will make all kinds of noise. So just to terrify the enemy. So just by my noise, the enemy will get terrified. So in fact, they used it as a tool of war. Making noise was a accepted tool of war. So the story goes that throughout the war, he was making a lot of noise now and then. So that is why Arjuna was called Kapidhvaja. So one who has a monkey on his flag. So Kapidhvaja. And Mahabharata also says, so after the war, it seems the Pandavas asked him, so how did you find the war? So Hanuman said, it was all like child's play. What kind of war were you fought in? So there was nothing great about what you were doing. So I have fought with Rama. I have seen the yuddha between Rama and Ravana. In fact, there is a phrase in Sanskrit. They say, Rama Ravanayor Yuddham, Rama Ravanayor Iva. So how was that war? You cannot compare it to any other war at any other time. So the war between Rama and Ravana was like the war between Rama and Ravana, because it was an incomparable war. So Rama Ravanayor Yuddham, Rama Ravanayor Iva. So that's a very, very popular phrase in Sanskrit. He said, so that war was completely at a different level. So this war, this is like child's play for me. It was like you were just fighting with these toys and then throwing this around. So that's why most of the time I went to sleep, he was saying. Just imagine. So such sound that they were making in the battlefield. So Hanuman says he went to sleep most of the time. So now and then he used to wake up and then make this sound. So just to terrify the other army. So, interesting story. So here, Sanjaya says, Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidhvajaha. So Arjuna saw all these dhartarashtras, sons of Dhritarashtra. So what were they doing? Pravritte shastra sampate dhanurudyamya pandavaha. So they were all assembled there. So waiting. So just to start the war, standing there. And with their weapons raised. Shastra sampate dhanurudyamya. So with the bows raised. So Pandavaha, Kapidvajaha, Pandavaha, both refer to Arjuna here. And then he told this, he said this to Krishna. Because that is said in the next line. Rishikesham tada vakyam idam aha mahipate. The first line of the 21st verse. Or you can consider this verse itself to have three lines. So because the verse 21st, 21 is, there is a separate verse also. So then Arjuna begins talking. So this is when the Gita really, the confusion of Arjuna so is revealed in the Mahabharata. Arjuna uvacha senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya mechyuta. So verse, the first line was mentioned along with the previous verse. So the second line alone, senayoho ubhayoho madhye ratham sthapaya. So Arjuna tells, hey Achyuta, hey Krishna, so take the chariot, take my chariot, may ratham. So the different colors of Arjuna are revealed. So in the context, so first the way he's talking to Krishna, then how the whole language changes. First, he is looking at Krishna purely as his charioteer. So as a charioteer, he could order around Krishna. So he could tell Krishna, you please go here, go there. So do this, do that. But after seeing all those people, we will find his whole way of talking to Arjuna will change. He will say, I'm completely confused now. Please make me your disciple. So from charioteer, Krishna will become guru. So that whole transition, so that is shown in this, in the first chapter and the beginning of the second chapter. So first he says, Senayoho Ubhayoho Madhye Me Ratham Sthapaya. So place my chariot in the middle of the battlefield. So let me look at the people who have assembled here very clearly. So Krishna will never start talking. So he will only start talking after Arjuna completely surrenders. So Arjuna is just saying this. So we'll stop here and we'll continue. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.